From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A new Islamic State affiliate is claiming responsibility for today's killing of 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. The Hejaz province of the Islamic State says it carried out the attack, making the claim in a Twitter statement hours after the suicide bomber detonated the explosives in the southern city of Abha. 12 of the dead were trainees with the country's Special Weapons and Tactics Unit. 3 others were workers at the compound. 7 other people were injured in the blast. Egypt has opened a major expansion of the Suez Canal that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is billing as an historic achievement needed to boost the country's ailing economy after years of unrest. At an elaborate ceremony in the canal city of Ismaili, the president addressed the terrorist threat surrounding the project, saying, "Work did not take place in normal circumstances, and these circumstances still exist, and we are fighting them, and we will defeat them." The $8.5 billion extension involved digging and dredging 72 kilometers of the 193-kilometer-mile canal and waterway, making a parallel waterway to facilitate two-way traffic. The government says it will more than double the canal's annual revenue by $13 to $13.2 billion by 2023. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. and Russia have reached a deal on a U.N. Security Council resolution aiming to identify those who carried out chemical weapon attacks in Syria. The resolution, which could be voted on as early as this week, would create a panel to investigate who is responsible for a series of chemical weapon attacks during the Syrian civil war. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons is attempting to carry out a fact-finding mission on the attacks. But so far, neither it nor the UN have the mandate to assign blame. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry directly called on China today to stop building artificial islands in the South China Sea and halt construction efforts on disputed lands. During a regional forum of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations in Malaysia this week, diplomats again struggled to agree on a joint statement on the territorial dispute, which Kerry called essential to maintain freedom of navigation and overflight in the region.
I reiterated America's strong support for freedom of navigation, overflight, and other lawful uses of the sea. These rights, I would remind everybody, are universal rights, and they must be respected by every nation, large and small.
Kerry urged the countries to commit to stop the construction and militarization of features in the region in order to lower tensions. He told reporters the U.S. has a strong interest in the South China Sea and the way disputes there are addressed, and that the United States will continue to take steps to support peace and stability in the region, uphold international law, and protect its interests. Malaysia's transport minister says additional plane parts have been located on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean, where a piece of the wing of the missing Malaysian jetliner was recovered last week. The minister says the newly found parts include seat cushions, window panes, and other debris, but while he concluded the items are plane debris, he could not state with certainty they belong to Malaysian Airlines flight MH370. Earlier, the Prime Minister of Malaysia confirmed that a flaperon found on a Reunion Island beach last week was part of the missing Boeing 777, which disappeared 17 months ago without a trace. Myanmar's president is calling for evacuation of low-lying areas of the country's Irrawaddy Delta region as rivers there reach high levels and threaten to breach embankments. About 6.2 million people, 12% of Myanmar's population, live in the region. The widespread floodings were triggered last week by heavy monsoons and have killed 81 people, according to the Ministry of Social Welfare, Relief and Resettlement. The U.S. has announced an aid package to help flood victims in that country. France's defense minister announced Thursday his government has reached agreement with Russia to cancel the contract for the sale of 2 Mistral-class warships. Jean-Yves Le Drian said that France would fully reimburse Russia for what they've already paid on the contract without mentioning the specific amount. It has been reported the cost of the deal totaled $1.3 billion. Meanwhile, Russia marked the anniversary of its ban on Western agricultural products on Thursday. And the first debate of the 2016 U.S. presidential race takes place this evening in Cleveland, Ohio, when the 10 leading candidates from the Republican Party face off against each other on national television. Leading the pack, billionaire real estate businessman Donald Trump and Jeb Bush of Florida. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.